Hello, patrons. We did an episode, and then now is the post-show. So,
yay!
Hi.
Hello. Hello. Hey.
Oh, my God. Hi. I forgot how fucking tiring Nebula Jazz is. I'm just, like, strung out. How was your episode, everybody? How are you feeling? How are we doing?
Wonderful.
Good.
I had a great time.
I think it was a good episode back.
Mm. Yeah. I tried to go, like, real hard coming back. I tried to just be like, all right, we're just going to be as Nebula Jazz as possible.
But at the same time, nothing happened, which is good.
That's what I said. Yeah.
Yeah. That's very Nebula Jazz.
I was thinking about this. For some of you, you may not have this experience, but I know that Dodger remembers just, like, weeks and weeks of Mirror Shades where just...
Nothing happened.
Like, just
it's true.
Constant, like, what should we do? All right, how are we going to do that? Then we're going to get really distracted. Like, it's good. It's good stuff.
Yeah. With Mirror Shades, too, a lot of that show wound up being, all right, so we're like a hacker team. So what's the plan? We'd, like, sit there forever talking about the plan.
It was mostly just bullshitting about the plan.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we're back. It's a really weird thing trying to, like, with a campaign like this, trying to get back to it after several weeks. I really think that a lot of times shows have a momentum to them, this kind of thing. And every time you miss an episode, it's like, okay, now we got to work harder to come back. I'm really glad both that we got a chance to do it again. We got to come back, but that we seem to pick up pretty fast. I was worried that it would take us a really long time to get back into things, but that first hour was right on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that this is a one that we all seem to understand where our characters are and where we are with each other and stuff. And so it's really easy to get back into it.
Yeah. Yeah. That was really nice.
And it's also just, like, goofy, right? Like, it's, I don't know. I think that it's easier for us to get back into it because it's,
even if we don't fully understand, we just go with the flow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's like D&D, it's like, okay, you're fighting this really technical monster, and if you do this or this or this, you'll die. And then if you take, like, a 6-week break and come back, you're like, I'm just going to do this. You can't really do that.
Right. Yeah, I think it was really cool. It was really cool being able to, like, this show, more than maybe any other one, I think we're leveraging our own, like, sort of dumb sense of humor and, like, making jokes to amuse each other while we play, rather than just be like we're in character and we're, like, doing the thing and we're solving problems. Like, a lot of this stuff, like the whole fucking Yellow Submarine thing, we spent, like, 10 minutes making dumb Beatles jokes. And I think in a lot of shows,
where that came from, I couldn't think of anything in the water either. I was just like, a Yellow Submarine, obviously. That's what came into my mind.
Here we go. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And in that kind of thing, like, in improvised stuff, especially when you're trying to be funny, overthinking it is almost never the right choice. Like, just saying the first thing that comes to mind is often the correct choice. So, like, the Yellow Submarine bit was great because we don't get to bust out the Ringo Starr very often. So,
I think mine was spot on. So thanks.
Yours was the best. Yeah. Yours was the best. The realist. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really fun. Like, cause I've been playing a lot of D&D and, like, kind of more serious games. It's really fun to be able to come back. And this is like a pressure valve where we can just kind of be like, all right, low stakes. We just kind of want to make some goofs. And the people that are already watching this deep into the episode, right, or this deep into the season, they know what to expect. They know this kind of, like, hey, it's Nebula Jazz. It's going to be weird and silly. And if you're here for, like, deep, intense characterization, you might be in the wrong place. we got some other good shit for you.
Can we do, like, an episode, like, where it's all deep, intense characterization?
Oh, Jesus.
Where, like, Donnie's just like...
in character.
What do, like, I do?
Yeah, like, really dramatic.
And Rex is just like, not today, you fuckers. He, like, rips it. I want that. I want that whole thing.
That's right. Already Rex, though.
The princess, that's true. I have to save her, but then she dies in my arms. She's assassinated.
Oh, my God.
What do I do? What can I be?
No, you're
the one who assassinates the princess.
See, the thing is, like, yeah, the joke there is it's the world, how the world reacts to you, right? Because your characters, like, if I played the world a lot, like, straighter and was like, oh, okay, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this, like, crazy over the top thing. And I was like, cool. Well, they just shoot you. And it's not funny or interesting. The world is like, fuck you, stop acting like a goof. That would really change it. But yeah, like I feel like you can play your characters, like you said, like Rex is actually pretty gruff and like serious, but what's funny is that the world isn't. Yeah. And like his place in it isn't like that. It's a delicate balance, and it was nice that we could kind of pick up that juggling act and jump right back into it. Jesse, I have to say that whole like Kylo Ren the bit where we were just kind of like talking over each other, like, God, that was good. That shit is good. Sam and I have had a couple of those. I love that stuff.
Yeah. It's always fun.
Like, it worked out so good. That, like, just, no, okay, you go. No, okay. And it's funny because this is a venue, like, doing shows like this over Skype and doing them live, that's a very, I think, difficult timing to get down because we're often trying so hard not to talk over each other.
Yeah.
That doing it in a way that's productive and funny, like, making it a bit is pretty tricky. So,
it has to be, like, certain characters and certain timing, like, right? Like, it's a guy who's so into himself. And it's a character who's like, I'm willing to appease whatever you say. Yeah, like it works really, really well when it's that kind of situation. And that was great.
Yeah, I thought that worked out nicely. So we have, what, like five, I guess four to seven or so episodes now to kind of like tie things up. What are y'all thinking about like for your characters? Obviously, some of you have more clear objectives. I'm thinking like Sam, your character, or Jesse, your character, have like fairly clear objectives for the future. What are you guys thinking about in terms of like tying up the season? Where are your, when you think about that, where's your head at?
I think the adventure is finding out Artemis's story and where Artemis goes, and perhaps her not knowing where this takes her. I think that's the creative fun part. Is not having a clue where Dodger ends up. Sam has the clear objective of wanting to save his lady love, and all I want to do is get back to my old body or something equivalent, right? And I think we have this idea that Pocket's character is just like, if only I could be important in the field of science. I just desperately want people to take me seriously. And I feel like there's a lot happening here, but at the end of the day, I don't think even Artemis knows what she wants. She's looking to fill the void in her life that is her own existence.
Yeah.
And so I think we can get as fucking creative as we want with it, because who knows? Who knows what, you know, Dugs wants for Artemis?
Yeah. I do know that my character does have like a goal, not just being important, but just does have a goal. But I mean, if she can reach that, it really just depends on, like, I feel like if I try to go for that goal, I'm gonna have to end up screwing over people in the party.
Well, that'd be awkward,
right?
Well, so who would do that?
Here's the thing: is I've been thinking about and kind of like I'm aiming towards a place where, yeah, you're not. I don't anticipate you're all gonna come out the other end holding hands and skipping off to Oz, right? Like, I think it's gonna end up being, there'll be some bad stuff going on.
So I mean, if that's where you're thinking we're gonna go anyway, then yeah.
It's absolutely in my mind like an inevitability that you don't end up on the same side. I think that I'm explicitly placing some people at cross purposes, right? I'm saying like, here's a thing, and one of you can have it, but it'll mean this thing, or another of you can have it, it might mean this other thing. So I've very much done the MacGuffin thing and been like, here's the magic thing, and it can do crazy stuff. You fight over it. do what you want with the magic apple. Right. You are going to need, if you want to rebirth the Mingassi race, or you want to save your princess, you got to get your hands on some humans or a human.
Well, I think Rex knows where a lot of those are.
I was going to say, I think someone knows where those are.
That's right.
That's right. It's time for Dave.
I was going to say, do you have, Rex, do you have an aspect like, I would do anything for love? Because I want to know what the I won't do that part is. Yeah, I want to know the answer.
That should be my next one.
Yeah, I mean, you've got space. Like, because that's the question, right? Is like,
anything for love is my literal aspect. So the next aspect should just be what I won't do that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Huh.
That's something I'm excited about.
I was going to say, I think I want to add a few more stunts. Yeah. I think we haven't been evolving our characters enough this season. Especially with us wrapping up soon. I want to try and get some more stunts to play with.
This season does feel so much shorter than last season was. Yeah. Am I crazy?
I can't remember how many episodes we did for season one. But if we do another, like, we're half, a little over halfway through. This was episode eight.
Mm. So we'll JP said last season was 22 episodes.
22. Okay. So yeah, it will end up. Yeah, it'll end up longer. But if we do 16, it won't end up like that much longer. Certainly,
right.
Certainly faster paced. Yeah. The first season was a bunch of sub arcs. Oh, okay. All right. Episode 19 was the start of season two. We've done 22. Oh. Okay. So 17.
Oh, I see. Show.
Yeah. So it'll end up being pretty much like the same
about
number.
The same.
Cool. Yeah, it's always interesting getting to this place, because we did this with Mirror Shades too. We were like, okay, we're gonna do six more episodes, and then figuring out how to like get to that place. Yeah, I've got a bunch of notes and some ideas about what I want to get done, but I'm really excited to see what you guys bring to the table and kind of where that stuff ends up.
Right.
Because more than with any other game, this one, I just kind of am like, all right, here's the world. but you mess it up. Just go get in there and just cause trouble. Which is, I think, what makes the show work.
Nebula Jazz is so fun.
Yeah.
I've really fallen in love with the Fate system.
Yeah. It's certainly not for every campaign. But if you're playing a game that is like really pulpy and invites the players to like pay close attention to each other's characters, I think for the right group, it's definitely a good pick.
Mm.
Yeah, it doesn't do like gritty or like anything like that even remotely well, but it does like punchy kind of quick stuff fairly
yeah, easily. I could see that.
Yeah. Cool. Well, any other thoughts on the episode? Things leaping to mind? Future plans?
I'm gonna fight this dude.
I'm
on a mountaintop.
I love how you truly believe this guy is going to come at you. Like, I will defeat you. This guy, when you see him, I can't wait for you to be disappointed.
Same. I just want Rex to be like ready for an actual warlord, and then he's just a big old fucking goober.
Rex is like reliving fantasies of them fighting a giant snake sorceress empress.
Yeah.
And then he's gonna just come up against like fucking Chuck and his dude bros. And
I don't know. Barry great. Seems hard. Barry seems like he knows what's
Barry up. Barry pumps iron, dude.
Yeah.
He's the Dark Knight. In the group.
You gotta see, the thing is, for the boss encounter, you gotta kill him in the right order, because if you kill the Emperor before you kill Barry, Barry goes into his rage timer and he will flip out on your ass.
Yeah, gotta do it the right way.
You gotta core hound them and kill them all at once.
Boo.
Yep. Cool. Well, yeah, I'm looking forward to the showdown and see where that goes. Though I don't know, they might have a Basil on their team by then. We'll see.
No way.
See.
All I want is my body back. Don't mess with me.
Don't hate. Baby, don't play.
Cool. All right. Well, this was our triumphant return from some time away. Hopefully, we'll be able to jump back in and keep ripping down episodes right quick. We will see you nerds next time. Patrons, thank you as always for your support. If you have not already, definitely make sure that you check out all of the announcement stuff. If we were in today's episode, if we were like, yo, Jesse's going to do a show and Adam's doing another Stars Without Number thing, and there's like a bunch of other shit going on, and that was like, what for you? Go watch the video JP and I did. It will inform you about all the exciting shit that you can tune in this year on Roleplay. We got lots of good stuff coming out. So make sure to check that out. And we will see you next time for more Nebula Jazz. Goodbye for now, my friends.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Ciao, ciao.
Bye, everybody.